joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 1-0 win at home to Merstham. Alan, when people talk about teams playing badly but grinding out result, that was the case in point today, wasn't it?
Massively. It wasn't us. We got to get back to basics on Monday. Great goal, by the way. Great goal. Good ball over by Lodgy and a great finish by Call. But that was the only highlight, really. We were better than us. We were strong than us. We played it better and we played it in the bad day at the office. But we've got to forget about it because the lads have been unbelievable. They're having a night out tonight and I hope they have a good night out. And It just so happens, I just think this week we haven't done, like I went to watch him play, me and Harmsy went to watch him play on Tuesday and I thought I got myself, especially myself, I thought I got it wrong a bit, I told NG's position to be different than it should have been, to be honest. I've got to take a lot to blame myself, so I've had a bad day, especially first half. I was angry at myself, I was angry at the players. Second half I thought we held them a bit better and we got the shape better and we made substitutions to keep the shape better, but yeah, it was a bad day and we didn't play well, but you just got to forget about that because we've been excellent for, you know, the first couple of months of the season, then we've got to kick on.
You mentioned NJ in there. I thought particularly the right of midfield, we looked quite exposed today at times.
That was my fault. First half, second half, I thought we'd done it a lot better. And like you say, I'll take my hat off. NJ can only do what he's told. We've told him to do a certain job. Probably put him in it a little bit first half. We changed it at half time and he'd done a lot better. So yeah, it's one of them things where we had a bad day at the office and we still won the game 1-0, but like you say, we've got to forget about it, we've got to forget the mistake and get back being us. So we'll work our socks off on Monday and Thursday and we'll be better next week.
Tommy Williams was a bit off his game today. His passing certainly not up to his usual standard. He gave the ball away quite a lot.
Yeah, when you look at it, you know, the players like Lodgy, I brought him off because he was non-existent. He'd done absolutely nothing. That's not me having a crack at Lodgy. I thought his body language was bad. I thought he was awful. Tommy was the same. And they're two of our best players who you rely on week in, week out. And it just so happens when you don't play well, we don't play well. And I thought, but Tommy wasn't the only one and Lodgy wasn't the only one. You can't, like, I thought Adam Thompson had a good game. Cookie steady way and Jimmy Bear steady way. Apart from that, you're looking and you're thinking, hold on a minute, we haven't done ourselves justice. But we'll be better, Lodgy will be better next week, so will Tommy, and we'll be back to normal.
Bobby Traynor ended up playing left midfield for the last 5 minutes. That's an interesting position for him.
Lodgy was costing him. They were getting on too much, and Lodgy was having one of them little jolly ups where he didn't track back well and he didn't get the ball. And we thought that get Bobby out there, who was working hard, whatever you say, but Bob was working hard and tracking back, and he did that, and once he come on his right peg and done well. I thought this tackle, if that had went wrong, it would have been my fault, but I thought it worked, to be honest. And when you're 1-0 down, you're under a lot of pressure, you need people who are going to grind out the result, and Bobby was one of them who thought could do that, like, you know.
At 1-0 we broke and had a really good chance to go 2 up. Bobby perhaps should have passed to give us, you know, a much more comfortable 10 minutes. Is that striker's prerogative to shoot from there?
Yeah, I thought it was a greedy event, to be honest, Bob. I thought he should have passed it, and Lodgy went through, and he should have passed it as well. So it's one of them. But, you know, usually 9 times out of 10, Bobby puts that in the back of the net, and everybody's praising him. And, yeah, you know, centre forwards have got to be greedy at times, but then it's probably a wrong decision. But he's made a lot of right ones this season, you know.
You mentioned Carl Wilson, Dennis Rice at the beginning of the interview. Another good goal today. He's really earning his 8 wages at the moment.
He does well for Carl. Great lad, lovely lad. I think he's got to be a bit more aggressive. His touch play wasn't great today, and that's his biggest strength. Like, you know, and if you've got anybody who can hold the ball better than him, I would like to see who it is. But the other part of the game, we'll try to get into him. He's never ever scored goals in his career. He's always been a target man, and it's starting to come. He scored 2 last week, and he scored a great goal today. So well done to Carl. I'm pleased for the lad. He's a very good lad as well.
You mentioned in the week that we had a clean bill of health amongst all the players, but you still opted for Jamie Beer, left-back, ahead of Nick Rundell.
Nick failed his fitness test, and we thought he was going to be fit. We thought Wayne Finney was going to be fit, and also we found out before kick-off. So Nick would have played today, and Jamie just does a job wherever he's put. He's a great example, Jamie, where some players think, oh, I don't want to play there. Jamie just plays where he's put, and with Nick failing his fitness test and Wayne Finney failing his fitness test, and Jason Turley also, who we thought would be fit, wasn't. So hopefully they'll all be back next week, and we'll have it'll be an interesting week, everybody fighting for places again.
Like you said earlier, despite the performance today, we've still come away with 3 points against the team who were fourth in the league and on form fourth place in the league as well. So great results.
Could be something. He's done a great job, and I think they're a fantastic football club. Their chairman's just been in to wish us all the best and great stuff. And fair play, you don't get many like that, you know. And I think it's really great for them, and I wish them all the best. I think Mickey Sullivan's done a great job. Wasn't very well today. His body was, and a chairman coming in like that, I think it shows a lot about their football club.